Okay. So Mikhail Kamoicha, we said Hashem is Melech Olov. Hashem has reached the level of Melech Olov. It's Melech Olov, which means Hashem does a chesed, which is on the chesed is being given, knowing that it's going to be used against him. That means it's not in it's not consistent with the level of the receiver. And that's Kel. Mikhail Kamoicha. And then we said Noisei Avoin V'Oiver Al Pesha, which does the Midas of Micha, which are equivalent to Rachum v'Chanun. Rachum is balancing out, is being noisei. The Avon is taking away the chet, and Oiver Al Pesha is finding a way that in the depths of it, there's Shefa, in the depths of it, there's Chanun, just to give Matnas Chinam, to give for free. I'm going to give for free, even though they don't deserve it. So these three categories, according to the Vilna Gaon,
It's Thursday. You're in my office.
according to the Vilna Gaon, according to the Vilna Gaon, the first three are one category, and the last, and then the next three are another category. What's the deal from the Vilna Gaon? Because the Gaon says, he says in the Deres Elyo, he says it doesn't say, it says Hashem, Hashem Kel Rachum v'Chanun. Then it says Erech Paim v'Rav Chesed. So it doesn't say v'Erech Paim v'Rav Chesed. There's no Vav. So clearly we're starting a new segment. So that means Kel Rachum v'Chanun is one. Kel Rachum v'Chanun. And like in English, if you're listing things, it's comma, comma, and, right? So Kel Rachum v'Chanun. That's the first. So what are the first three? The first three we discussed are all the shoyrish, how much Hashem wants to give. The next three is Kel. Is Erech Apayim v'Rav Chesed. Now it doesn't seem so stark because ve'emes, but we'll see how Rav Chesed ve'emes are. But then it says Noisach Chesed Lavam. It starts again. So what's Erech Apayim v'Rav Chesed? So the Vilna Gaon's shita is that Erech Apayim is two midos, and that's how you fill in for because we're missing out the Hashem Hashem. So he fills it in with Erech Apayim. Erech Apayim, the Mefarshim say, this is not the Gra, but some of the Mefarshim say, there's a lotion of in Chazal when a person wraps up a maka, a wound, it says it's male arucha, it got healed. Erech apayim is that through his apayim, through his patience, he heals. That's what some say, but it's patience essentially. What does it mean, erech apayim? So the Gemara says there's two midos. Based on the Gemara Baba Kama, there's two midas. One midah is that Hashem waits with the tzaddik, even though he has a desire to give the tzaddik, he doesn't reward him yet, and he waits it out so that he can reward him more in Olam Haba. So that's the way he gives the tzaddik. And Erech HaPaim for the Rasha is a whole different midah, is that he's willing to wait out punishing the Rasha, offering the Rasha the opportunity to do tshuva. So these two midas are different. They're not about the desire of Hashem to give. It's now about the process of relating to the people. How are we going to get it? So it's a new category. So now there's Rachmanis, and how are we going to get it? How are we going to get it? So that's what we start discussing now. How are we going to get it? We're going to get it. If a tzaddik is going to get an Olam Haba, Hashem has a way of the system. He's going to give it the way you want it, which is an Olam Haba. And for the Rasha, he's going to wait to punish him so that perhaps he can do tshuva. Now, which midah does this connect to and relate to in the Midas of Micha? So it relates to this She'iris Nachalasai. She'iris Nachalasai means that we are the leftover of his inheritance. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "Sheiris Nachalasai" means "Let me show you Shirayim." Means you don't make yourself a big shot. So the Aleph Beis we see here that part of the Midah is you have to be a little bit of an Anav. But what's the Sheiris Nachalasai? So the Medvar says that Hashem looks at us like family. She'er Basar means family. Hashem looks at us like family. Deep concept. Why does Hashem look like his family? Because we have a part of him in us. And therefore, Hashem looks at us like the same way a father has a part of him in the child, Hashem has a part of himself in us, and therefore treats us like family. Everybody knows you treat family differently. Right? You don't treat family the same way you treat your best friend. At the end of the day, your friend is your friend and family is your family. What?
Better for it.
The Gemara says that you're not allowed to charge, for example, you're not allowed to charge a yid interest. So one time I got a ride, an Uber, with an Uber driver. And he tells me, whatever, you're Orthodox, this, that, fine. So what does that mean, you're Orthodox Jew? So I said, we keep everything it says in the Torah. Everything. So he says, well, it says in the Torah that you're not supposed to charge interest. If it's such a high level, you're not supposed to charge interest. Why the non-Jews, you do charge interest? Well, racism, like...
Great question.
So I said, he said, do you keep that too? I said, yeah, of course. So he said, well, you know, what's the pshat? So
he used that on that
last week in my Yeshua's newsletter.
This part? Yeah. So I told the guy, I said, let me ask you something. If your best friend asks you, he says, I can't make my mortgage payment this month. I need to borrow $5,000. Do you have money to lend me? He said, look, I have money sitting in an account. It's making 5%. No problem. Take the money. Just give me back the money with 5%. So are you a good guy or a bad guy? You're a nice guy. I said, what if your brother calls you up? And he says, can I have the money? Are you going to charge him with 5%? Just give him the money. He needs the money. He's vulnerable. It's not because he's not your best friend, but your brother's your brother and your best friend's your best friend. You treat him differently. It's not a matter of. So I said, you could be my best friend, but you're not my family. And all Jews are family with each other. So that's why the Gemara says that if you lend a Jew money with interest, you're not considered Jewish. Why? If you're not treating a Jew like family, you're not part of the group. You're out. So in other words, the way you treat family is different. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'sheiris Nachalosai says, Hashem treats us like he's related to us. That he has tzar in our pain. And and therefore, he wants to see our best interest. So again, so you see that this Mida also, he's beginning to describe the interaction with the way he deals with us. It's not just the Mida by itself, how he gives, but it's how he's interacting with us. So the Mida, the Sheirish of it is a Micha, we're family, we have a Sheirish Nachalosan. So now how does that play out in this world? It's Erech HaPayim. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it the way we want to take it. So, I mean, on a simple level. So that means that the tzaddik is like the family of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to treat him well, he's going to give it to him the best way he can get it. Let's just keep it at that. So that's the connection.
You can work for the Rasha also, you can say the same thing for the Rasha.
Right, you could say for the Rasha, but the Rasha is going to need the second half, which is Lohechazik La'arapoy. Lohechazik La'arapoy is stronger, meaning there's an af there. So the Sheir is Nachal says, I want to give. So you're the tzaddik. So the way you're going to get it is the best way for you. So that's going to be the positive angle of it. The next part is Hashem has the same mida of lohechazik la'arapoy for the Rasha as well. For the Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu also wants to give, and he's also going to hold out for him. But the chesed in the way he interacts with the Rasha is not so much giving it to him the way he wants to get it. He doesn't deserve that necessarily, but he's not going to give him what he does deserve immediately. He's going to offer him a chance to come back. So that's the two Erech HaPayim. Let's just see how the term is very tight. Lehechazik la'ad apoy. Lehechazik la'ad apoy literally means Hashem doesn't hold the anger forever. Zumidacheres. Oh, by the way, let's just think about it for a moment before that. So in the first midah, L'sheiris Nachalosai, how does that play out for us? We're trying to explain also, besides the relationship, we also want to understand what's the midah for us? Because a lot of it has to do with the midah for us. How do we emulate that midah? So, Al Derech HaMusar, Torah Dvarah says, "Lakach roi la'adam," is appropriate for a person. Yes, chafetz b'toivasa shel chaveron. You should desire the goodness for your friend. Ve'enoi toiva al toivas chaveron, and you should have an ayin toiv. You should desire goodness for your friend. Uchvoida and desires honor. Sherei who mamish? He's part of you. The same way Hashem is willing to treat others like family, even if they don't act like family, but the fact that they are family makes it that he desires to treat us properly. So we shouldn't base our behavior only on how does a person act to me? Is he acting like family? No. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. V'roi shiyirtze b'kashros chaveray. You should want the good for your friend. Why would you focus? Why would you speak Lashon Hara? Why would you focus on something negative? Who doesn't speak negatively about us? Mitama korva, because of our relation with him. So therefore, if a person wants to be me'orer the midah of l'sheiris nachalasa, which means Hashem should treat us like family, we have to look at other yidden and overlook their faults to highlight the relation with us. And this is going to be more that korva. We can have that korva to others. Hashem will have that relation with us. So this relates back to the whole sheresh again. This is the way Hashem is going to give. He's going to give it api rachmanus. And again, this is all that concept where it's just mitzad the way he wants to give it without the way he wants to give it. And this is now how it relates to us. Okay, we're gonna get to Lachzakarapo, and hopefully next week. Go ahead.